Alright, it's 10 p.m. Trying to get some sleep. Got myself something scheduled for tomorrow. And cannot shut off the stream of thoughts or just the radio inside my head. You know how it is when you're trying to get some peace of mind. There's songs coming into your head, or visual stuff, or stuff you did the day before, or you might start to ruminate over some issues with your interactions. I don't know. The variety is pretty rich. The mind gets you a lot of entertaining stuff to be preoccupied with, and it's pretty interesting. But when you try to sleep, you don't need that. Just because it's interesting, the body gets to be tired, but the mind keeps going on and on, and it gets you triggered. It gets you notifications all the time. You need to do that. You need to do this. Hey, what about this? What about that? Here's a suggestion. Here's a possible alternative solution for that problem. It's like a buffet. you get plenty of options. It's like, it's like a buffet that it's ongoing. Like new options coming all the time. You know how it is when you're going to the grocery stores and they get new products for the pastries, for example. And that happens once in a while, not every day. That's how the mind is. It gets you distracted all the time. It provides suggestions. Hey, you should try this. Hey, you should try that. Like a buffet that is changing all the time. And I guess it's entertaining, it's fun. If you're trying to get creative, that's good. You need ideas, and you might try stuff out, stuff that you imagine or you might think it work for you, for your projects. But when you need to sleep, that sucks, because all your muscles are tired, and the physique is tired, but the radio station needs to be turned off. So I got a possible solution. I usually get myself some hot water into a big cup, and I just drink it plain hot water. It works most of the times. It gets you that fulfillment. You get full, and maybe that warmth from the hot cup helps a lot as well, to get you a little bit, maybe I'm a little bit dizzy or lightheaded. So I think I'm gonna do that. And if that doesn't work, I mean, what could go wrong? You can get bored, right? That's the worst thing. If that doesn't work, I might try to eat something. I wouldn't recommend this. It's only for urgency, special, exceptional situations. But when a cup of hot plain water doesn't work, I get some boiled potatoes, and I always have some, and some butter. Just get half a potato, and then I slice the butter somehow, or I just get some butter on, and then a little bit of salt. And then I think I eat 1 kilo of that. Just doing like chain eating. Yeah, I chain the potatoes one by one. And then I would feel I would feel so tired after that. All the blood will go to the stomach, and some of the blood from the brain will go to the stomach. Maybe the radio would shut off. I guess it has something to do with the high rhythm of the internet age. We get a lot of information all the time, and the supply is so high. I mean, you cannot really consume all the information. Even if you're interested in, let's say you have 4 sites, or I don't know, 4 information sources that you follow, just 4. Those ones are more than enough. It's gonna keep you busy. They're gonna post and repost stuff that they wrote, or any kind of content. They will put out content, old content, new content, and then new content, more new content, and it's gonna get you triggered because you chose that source. I mean, you like that source. That's why you follow those I don't know, pages or blogs or whatever. And it's gonna it's gonna keep you distracted for a lot of time. I mean, it's funny because I follow productivity sources or blogs or business related shit, and when they post something new, in my head I'm thinking I'm doing something good if I read stuff out or consume it. But it's most of the time it's just a waste of time, because it gets me distracted. And it gets me going on different sources from that. But it's ironic, isn't it? I'm following productivity shit, but I'm getting distracted. And because I'm reading productivity stuff instead of doing something. We all do this. We create a demand for the brain to be stimulated all the time, visually, through audio, or just to consume shit. And doesn't want to take a break for 8 hours or whatever the time you sleep for. So let me. That will be it for tonight, I guess. I'm gonna go get myself the cup of water. And maybe I wouldn't have to fill myself with potatoes again. See ya, guys.